My hair clip, hair clip, hair clip. Where is it? Aha! There it is, the final missing accessory to my look. Ah, perfect. Now my look is complete. I think the hair clip definitely added a little something to make this look stand out from my everyday outfit. I hope he notices it. Speaking of, I wonder if he's done. He told me we'd watch the fireworks together. Ugh, I just hope he didn't forget again, especially since he's the one who planned this. That silly boy and his poor memory. I should go get him while it's still early. I've been waiting here for 3 minutes now, and he still hasn't come out yet. I wonder what he's doing. Is he busy again reading comic books and fantasizing over fictional girls? Ah, man, he is hopeless. Let me try knocking again. Hello? Knock, knock. I'm here. I texted you before I came here. Have you received my text? What are you doing? Come out. Oh my God. It looks like I'll have to barge in and get him myself. I swear. He is more of a kid than his younger brother. It's a good thing his mother gave me a spare key. She knows how lazy her son is when it comes to accommodating visitors. He can't even bother to open up the door for his own best friend. Ah, jeez, what a lazy guy. Hello, it's me. I came to get him. As usual. The place looks really clean. Suspiciously clean. As if no one's here. Anyone? Anyone here? There's nobody here. Huh. Wait. Did they go somewhere? Goodness, I didn't receive any news about it. Oh well, that's a shame. We agreed we'd watch the fireworks together. Maybe they had an unexpected travel? I honestly don't know. But anyway, I should just go home since there's nobody here. Wait a minute. There's a pair of slippers sitting just right out his room. Huh. Someone's here. More specifically, someone's in his room. Using his slippers? I don't know if I should check. I mean, surely a thief wouldn't use his slippers, right? Oh my God, what if it is a thief? Okay, I should calm down. If things go south, 911 is one call away. And there's a baseball bat in his room that I could just easily grab. Okay. Relax. I'm just gonna go and check. Hey, this isn't a thief. What is he doing here sleeping? with the rest of his family somewhere else. Does he even know that they left him? Hey. Hey. Wake up. It's me. Ugh, you're drooling. Wake up. Mm-hmm. Hey. Hi, it's me. Hello. Good evening? How long have you been sleeping? I honestly have no idea. I just got here. When did you start sleeping? And why are you all alone? What do you mean, where am I? You're in your room, dummy. Looks like you had a really good sleep, huh? Have you been asleep all day? Oh, I see. Well, that explains why you're all alone here. But why did your parents bring your younger brother with them and left you in here? Isn't that supposed to be a family thing? Well, why didn't you want to go with them? Yeah, you do go there every New Year's Eve to celebrate. I see. What? You want to celebrate here this time? That's a shocker. I thought you loved going to that place. Oh, yeah. I understand your point. So, do you remember anything? Mm-hmm. It's New Year's Eve, and... Ugh, do I always have to remind you about our plans? We're supposed to be at the plaza right now. We plan to watch the fireworks display, remember? Jeez, dude, it was your idea, and you even kept reminding me before we parted ways last night. But now, here we are. I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed. Hey, who told you that I'm being needy? If anything, it's totally fine if you don't want to come. I'm gonna leave now. I don't want to miss it. What? Didn't you want to stay here? What do you mean? What other reason? You want to celebrate the New Year's with me? Yeah, right. You're just saying that to appease me. Fine, fine, okay, you got me. Yes, I do want to spend the night with you too. I want to celebrate with you. That's why I agreed, right? Jeez, just go get dressed. We better hurry up. Excuse me? Me? Watch you get naked and change clothes? Ugh, dream on. Whatever, I'll just wait outside. Ha ha, so funny. I hope you choke from laughing. Ugh, God, he can be such a tease. I'm just thankful I have plenty of patience, and I hope I don't run out of it anytime soon. Hurry up! We're gonna be late! Yeah, we'll both have the usual. Hmm? Oh, yeah, They definitely outdid themselves this year. I mean, look at this place! The whole place is lit up with beautiful lights. The flower decorations are a refreshing touch. I wouldn't say that it's better than what they did last year, but it's definitely something new and different. It looks good. Oh, our order's almost done. That was fast. Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure. You can go ahead and pick a spot for us. I'll just bring our orders over. Thank you. Keep the change. Now, where is he? Oh, there he is. Oh, thank God we still arrived pretty early. I really thought we'd be late for tonight. I don't ever want to see you sleeping in the next time I come to pick you up, okay? You're lucky I come over to fetch you. Not everyone has that kind of patience, you know? Yeah, sure. Oh, by the way, did you notice anything, unusual? I mean, about, me. Did you notice anything? I got my haircut 2 weeks ago. Not that, but close. My shoes? Yeah. They're new. Thanks for noticing. Although that wasn't what I was talking about. My hair, dude. Look at it. Yes, exactly. I got a new hair clip. Isn't it cute? Nice? What do you mean, nice? That's it? That's all you have to say? Nothing. I just... Yeah, thanks. Oh, don't worry about it. It's nothing. Yes, I'm sure. So, how is it? The food, I mean. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I mean, I know it's our usual, but I asked the vendor to add a little spice to it. I know how much you love spicy food. Hmm? You have something to say? What is it? Oh, actually, can we wait a little bit longer? They're starting. Okay, if it's really important, but hurry up. Of course, I'm gonna listen to whatever you want to say. What's up with that question? Okay. You're kind of scaring me. What is it? What? No. I heard you. But... What? What do you mean? You what? Nothing. I'm just happy. Do you have any idea how long I've waited just to hear you say that? So long. So long. I feel the same way, idiot. I love you too. What do you mean how? Isn't it obvious? I've always liked you since we were kids, but we were too young to understand anything back then. I tried to ignore my feelings, especially when I realized how I've been falling so deeply in love with you. I know that sounds really unlike me, but there it is. Why didn't I tell you? Because I was scared. What if you didn't see me the same way? Yes, I know there's that possibility too, but I was more concerned with how I might have been assuming things, so I never said anything. What about you? Why didn't you tell me? And what makes you think that you're not my type? We were in middle school, dummy. My type has changed a lot since then. Oh, I was actually worried about the same thing too. And that's partially why I never told you about my feelings. Because I always thought that your taste in women were specific. I don't know. Your crushes are mostly fictional women. Anime girls, for example. And I know I look nothing like them. I always thought you'd probably be into cartoonish looking women. Those that resemble your anime waifus? Hey, did you just call me your waifu? Cringe? No way! I don't mind it. You can call me your waifu if you like. So, does this mean that we're a thing now? Like, does this make us a couple now? Ah, so you want to kiss. Well then, you're welcome to do so. So, this is what you've been planning all this time, huh? Happy New Year.